April 20th, BP's Deepwater Horizon oil rig explodes, killing 11. Since then, over 5 million barrels of BP's toxic oil have poured into the Gulf. BP's negligence has devastated the Gulf Coast economy and caused massive damage to the environment that will last decades. So what do we get from a career politician like Cory Gardner? Business as usual. With the disaster in the Gulf growing worse, Gardner took his congressional campaign to Washington for a fundraiser hosted by a top lobbyist for BP. But this shouldn't surprise us. Gardner has long been in the pocket of big oil. Gardner voted against clean energy jobs and even led the effort to weaken regulation of the oil industry in Colorado. We don't need another politician owned by BP, and we don't need Cory Gardner in Congress. Defenders of Wildlife Action Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising. Paid for by Defenders of Wildlife Action Fund, www.defendersactionfund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
2 years ago, the free trade group Club for Growth spent $1 million to elect Tim Walberg. Walberg admitted to being in their pocket.
Yep, I'm bought and paid for by them.
In Congress, Tim Walberg has ignored Michigan's economy and pushed their agenda of outsourcing jobs, eliminating the minimum wage, and supporting free trade deals. In Congress, Mark Schauer will always put our jobs first. Schauer will stand up against outsourcing and fight these bad trade deals.
I'm Mark Schauer, and I approve this message.
You've got to admire the way Senator Hurt can move. He voted for the largest tax increase in Virginia history. Then he said he was misled, after which he signed a pledge not to raise taxes. Then Hurt turned around and backed a tax increase on small businesses and middle-class families. But he's opposed to closing the loophole that rewards companies for sending jobs overseas. And he's for more free trade that puts American manufacturers out of business. Hurt claims he's one of us, but he's voted against raising the minimum wage, funding for education, and extending unemployment benefits, and accepted a pay raise for himself. And when it was time to debate his opponent, Tom Perriello, Senator Hurt cut out to meet with corporate lobbyists in Texas instead. Senator Hurt, you might be my choice for a dancing instructor, but never for my congressman.